Hi, everyone.
For my podcast, I will be interviewing my mother, Shaquilla Smith, on teenage pregnancy. Mom, would you say hi?
Hello.
Okay. So, my first question for you. How did it feel when you first found out that you were pregnant?
When I first found out I was pregnant with you, I was very surprised. I was shocked, and I was scared.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Did your age affect your emotion? If so, why or why not?
Yes, my age did affect my emotion. I was only 18, so I was still a kid. So, you know, it's different than being an adult and finding out you're pregnant. And you're grown and you can take care of yourself. At 18, I was just finishing up high school. I was supposed to go away to college. So it put a monkey wrench in all of my plans that I had. So I had to make changes and it forced me to become a little more responsible than I was.
Are you happy now that you look back on it? Like, do you regret anything? Because I know going away for college is like most of people's dreams. They wouldn't want it to be crushed.
Well, at the time, I didn't have time to think about it. It was just think about regrets. No, right now, no, I don't regret it, because you know everything that happened the way it was supposed to happen. You were meant to be here, so I can't say that I regret it. I can say that it changed my life, and it made my life a lot harder, but it's not something that I regret at this point. It's something that I know was supposed to happen.
What were your feelings when telling your family that you were pregnant?
Well, I hid my pregnancy for a long time, so I was afraid to tell my family because my family expected so many other things from me. That was the last thing they were expecting. So I was afraid to tell them. So I didn't tell them until I was about 6 months pregnant.
You didn't show?
No, I was skinny like you. So it really didn't show. No, it did not.
So basically you expected their reactions to be like
upset and disappointed.
And how were they reactions? Was that their actual reactions?
Yeah, that was their actual reaction. Exactly what I thought was going to happen. You know, them being disappointed in me. Yeah, that's what they were. I mean, it wasn't something that anybody thought was going to happen. So they were disappointed because they had plans for me and my life. So that wasn't their plan. So it wasn't a happy thing. It wasn't something that anybody was really happy about. Now, once you came, I mean, I had support. My family supported me, thank God. And they fell in love with you. So of course they took care of you, helped me take care of you. But as far as when they first found out, it was a shocker for them, and it was a disappointment for them when they first found out that I was pregnant.
Well, how did having a child while you were still in high school affect your daily life, like in grades and?
Well, I was finishing high school, so high school's over. But you know, when I did go to Temple, so right in September. So that changed my life because my life was different than the other students that didn't have children. I mean, when I got out of class, I had to go to work or pick you up, and it was just a different situation than it would have been if I didn't have a child. I had more responsibility than the other students. And it was hard because you were a baby. You required a lot of time and a lot of attention. And then I had to balance work and I had to balance school. So it was difficult to keep my grades where they needed to be in order to, you know, be successful in school. That wasn't easy. That's not something that, you know, I recommend for people to do. I mean, it's possible, but it makes having a child makes it that much harder. It would be easier if you go to college and have a baby later. But it's something that can be done, but it's hard.
So how do you feel about teen pregnancy now? Like,
I mean, I don't think it's a good thing. I think that, you know, I mean, I think for me, if I would have been more, if my family would have been more open with me, talked to me more about sex, then maybe I wouldn't have went, I wouldn't have gotten pregnant at such a high, a young age. But, you know, it taught me a lot of lessons. That's why I don't have any more children. But some people, they have a whole bunch of kids and they make that, I mean, having a kid is not, it's a responsibility. Yeah, it's a joy, but it's a responsibility. And at a young age, and you're trying to figure out yourself and what you want to do with your life, it's difficult to balance. Okay, I want to, you're still a kid, but you are raising a kid, so you have to be an example for a kid. Then you have responsibility, so you have to do things that a mother does, but you also are still a kid. So it's not the best thing to do. I mean, I'm, like I said, it can be done. You know, you're 16 years old. I'm not what everybody thought I was going to turn out to be. So it's possible to still be successful and have a child. But do I recommend it? No. That's why I talk to you and I tell you, you need to make good decisions. You need to make better decisions. You need to be more responsible. You need to be smart, because it's not the smart thing to do. You have your whole life. You have a whole bunch of more years to have children. You do not have to have them at 16 or 17 or 18 years old. You can wait until later on in life when you're more stable, especially the way the economy is today. You need to wait until you, after you go to college and get settled in your career and find a husband that's going to assist you with taking care of a baby before you have a baby, because it's just not, it's not easy. So I don't feel, when I see a younger woman or child having children, it doesn't, the first thing I think about is, oh my God, is she going to make it? Because it's definitely not something that a weak person can deal with. You have to be strong and you have to be responsible at all times. So it's easy to be a failure or fail at a lot of things if you get yourself into that situation. You have to be strong.
Do you consider teen pregnancy, like, what can I say, like, something that people expect nowadays, like, is just highly expected?
No, I don't think that people highly expect it, especially not in our community anymore. I think that it's becoming less and less seen, or less and less, you know, dominant in our community. I know at my mom's age, a lot of people her age were having children as teenagers. Times are changing. Now, women in general are choosing until later on in life to have children, because that's not the thing that we, before, women were expected to have children and to, you know, just be stay-at-home moms. Now, we have careers. We're running companies. You know, we're the head of the boardroom. So a lot of times now, you don't see so many women having children at such a young age. I think that, you know, the fact that the media has, you know, brought a lot of attention to it. When you see those shows on TV, like, what is it called? You know, the one Teen Mom or something on MTV or something like that. People are starting to actually talk about it more. And the media is talking about it, so kids your age are seeing this is not the right decision to make. And then the media and schools and everything are educating you guys more at school about sex education. When I was in school, we had sex education, but it was a joke. It really wasn't sex education. But now they come, they give condoms, they talk to you about protecting yourself. And I think that's because of, you know, sexually transmitted diseases and the teen pregnancy epidemic. So now it's not as common as it was when I was your age and when my mom was your age.
So you mentioned the MTV Teen Mom show, which seemed to me to be I seen that show. I don't really watch it. And I've seen and heard about it. Do you think that the show was put on TV to encourage teen pregnancy, or to show that, literally show, like, this is not the life that you want to live,
I don't think it was put on there. It was put on TV to show this is not the life you want to live. Because they don't... I've seen the show and it doesn't seem like they romanticize it. They actually show these girls making dumb mistakes and they show, you know, that this isn't the right thing to do. So... if you ask me, I mean, the only thing is some people try to romanticize it, like by giving these girls stripper contracts to do magazines and all that kind of stuff. But I think, you know, you girls are smart enough to see when you watch the show, oh, this is not what I want, you know, because this is not the best thing to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the interview. I love hearing your thoughts and your experience on Teen Pregnancy.